How you know about Hampton? I'm I was actually born. I'm a novel. I'm a military baby. My mom and my dad, they met on the Navy base, and I was born. I'm a middle child of three boys, and I was born on the naval base there, or naval base, however they say it, in Hampton, Virginia. So I'm a VA baby. Yes.
I thought I would have to sneak that in,
We got to throw it in there. We got to support. VA has some of the great, the great assets there are in gospel music. You know, from quartet to contemporary, we've got it.
You've got that right. Is there a new project for Maurice Griffin?
Yes, I've come out with my third album. My first one was I Am Somebody that came out 2011. I garnered a stellar nomination, New Artist of the Year. Of course, Leandra Johnson won that in 2013. Praise God for her. And then I released my Christmas CD, which is called My Holiday, last year in December. And just July 15th of this year, the Lord has allowed me to release my EP project called Believer, which is all over, everywhere. You can go on iTunes, Amazon. I'm independent, so I'm not in bookshelves at the stores. I'm online. And wherever I am, there the project is. So, that's my new project, man. I'm loving it, and I'm glad that people are loving it as well.
Speaking of I'm a Believer,
yes.
What prompts you to have that type of title?
Well, I'm coming and I'm writing from an experience of being homeless 6 months in the wintertime of Chicago and how it transpired and transformed my life before I even was on Sunday Best. God allowed me to write these songs, and then after that, I would minister, and of course I released some projects, and I was listening to other people be blessed by my first album, and so it just blessed me to even write more about what God brought me out of and brought me into. And so it made me a believer, because it was like I could have been somewhere else. I could have been dead, but yet and still God made a believer out of me by choosing me to go on. He didn't have to throw me on TV. And so people can see my gift and hear my gift. I could have been a rich and die. I could have been a reprobated mind, but God, that's all I can say is but God. And so if God can do it for me, I know and I believe he can do it for someone else. So that's why the project is called Believers, for those who have lost faith in what God has called them to do, or if you want to make it secular, in what you believe in doing, what your career is, what your dream is. Don't give up. Because it's what you may see in others, that's for what God has for them. What God has for you, it is for you. So don't give up on your dream, because God hasn't given up on you. So that's why I'm a believer. I'm a believer because I believe in God.
From Believer, let's go back just a little bit to I Am Somebody. What's the difference in those two projects?
Oh, my God. I Am Somebody really, it identifies me. It was a project where I didn't know who I was, but I knew God. And through my worship, God showed me who I was, somebody in Christ. And Believer, after you find out who you are in Christ, you have to believe in yourself. Okay, now I know who I am, but do I believe who I am in God? Do I believe I'm strong? Do I believe I'm more than a conqueror? So that's what this project is, knowing who you are, knowing what you possess and what you have. You have the authority to clean and decrypt anything. You can rise up again and make things happen for the good of them that love Christ Jesus. So, that's what Believer is about.
As we wrap things up, tell us about your experience with the Gospel Music Workshop of America.
Well, my first experience was in 2007 when I was auditioning for the Gospel Treasure competition, and I actually won that year in Orlando in Disney World, and it was a great opportunity. It was the last competition they ever had, and I'm just so honored that from that experience, now I'm one of the assistant worship leaders in the convention, and so every year I go and I get this great exposure from everyone, from all the record execs and everything. It's a great opportunity. I just praise God for giving me the opportunity to do what I do with the gospel music world. So I praise God for them.
And again, as we wrap things up, tell folks where they can find Believer and where they can connect with you. Seems like social media has taken over everything now.
You know what? I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, social cam, all those places. I just thank God. You can just hit me up, Google me. I'm on MarriusGriffin.com. MarriusGriffinOnline.com. And then you can type in Marius Griffin on Facebook. I got 6 pages. Don't ask why, but I'm on there. Just find me. And I do respond to all my messages. I love and I thank God for all my supporters. Man, I thank God for you, for how you support us, independent and major artists. I mean, thank God. If it had not been for you guys, you know, we wouldn't be who we are today. So, you know, definitely on the radio station. You know, you can definitely check me out there, man. So I'm all over the place. Just look me up. Google me. I'm everywhere.
Maurice, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot. It's been enjoyable. Enjoy talking to you. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, and bless you wherever your feet trod, wherever you are. Maurice Griffin is our guest.
Man, don't be afraid. I'm coming to you. And remember, everybody, always remember Jesus. Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. I love you guys.
Hey, love you too. Thank you. Maurice Griffin, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.